All right, hello. Good afternoon. Today, a little change in some schedules.
Ninth grade teacher Christina Torres scrapped her lesson plan for the day. Torres, who teaches English at University Lab School, replaced it with something she knew was on everyone's mind, the results of the election.
I do want to give us a chance to talk about the election, what happened. So if it's cool, we can continue that conversation.
Torres sparked that conversation by asking the room to break out their laptops and begin to journal some of their thoughts.
What do you feel about the election? What are you hopeful about? What are you worried about? And then I'll share everyone's answers with everyone so you can all read each other's thoughts anonymously if you would like to stay anonymous. And then we're going to talk.
Most of her students were shocked with the election's results. Many, like 14-year-old Ellie, were still coming to terms with Trump as the next president.
I feel dead inside. I'm like going through the five stages of grief all at once because I want to deny this is happening. Is this a dream or something? But then one part of me is like, no, I'm awake. This is not a dream. We have Trump as the president.
I don't think anybody really expected him to win. Like, we all were ready for Hillary.
That's Melia, another student in Torres' ninth grade English class. She watched the election results come in on TV Tuesday night alongside her parents.
What really confused me, like, I think the first thing I asked my dad last night was, how did we go from Obama to Trump? Because, I mean, it's kind of a big difference. The way that Trump belittles everybody, I'd say don't sink down to that level. Just try to teach them and help them learn why what they're saying is wrong, why what they're saying is inappropriate, how they could do it better.
Torres says the day has been really hard and emotional, dealing with a lot of her students' frustrations with the election's outcome, including some of her own.
Normally, when you talk with kids about difficult stuff, you hold their fears and then you start thinking, okay, what do we do next? Today, it was harder to tell them it's going to get better. And that was hard.
Trump's win also caught Tracy Monroe by surprise. She teaches history and civics at Dole Middle School. She had assumed Hillary Clinton would be elected.
My lesson that I'd planned, because I thought we were going to have a sort of historic, you know, first female president, so I had planned to do a little explanation of the women's suffrage movement and voting in America for women, sort of the course of how that's gone, and obviously that changed.
Instead, Monroe and her class of 7th and 8th graders watched the acceptance speech of Donald Trump.
We watched his speech, and I asked them to look for, you know, certain things that we expect a leader to do. So to look for him to congratulate his opponent and to tell the country that we're going to come together as one. And he certainly did that in his speech, and the kids saw that. And, you know, I guess overall it was a lesson of just the great thing about our country. I mean, as disappointing as the loss was for a lot of us, we can't change everything quickly, but we can change.
Back at University Laboratory School, 14-year-old Hayden is sharing some of his thoughts on the election and what's to come.
I'm excited to see where American politics go from here. This entire election cycle has kind of set new benchmarks and new precedents for what can happen in a presidential race. It makes me want to participate, just to have some kind of sway on whatever's going to happen next.
And by the next election cycle, ninth graders like Hayden will be able to vote. Molly Solomon for HBR News.